It's a divisional rematch for the Bills as they take on the New York Jets in their second meeting this season. They're looking to exact a little revenge after the way their first meeting went back in week three. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with my colleague John Murphy. And Murph, the Bills have a lot of pieces to put together after that tough loss in Pittsburgh last week, and it starts at wide receiver.
Yeah, a couple of key pieces missing at the wide receiver spot. Starters Stevie Johnson and Robert Woods are both out with injuries. That means T.J. Graham and rookie Marquise Goodwin will be the starters, and the Bills will be down to four healthy wide receivers in this game, Marcus Easley and Chris Hogan backing them up. Hogan is expected to be the man replacing Stevie in the slot when the Bills go to a three wide receiver set.
Still go about my business just like every single week. Just, you know, get prepared as best I can, you know, watch film, you know, study these guys. You know, we played them before, so that you know, that helps a lot. Get to go back and look at the previous game and, you know, look at, you know, all the different looks that we're going to be seeing and you know, just prepare myself to, you know, play a little bit more of a role in the slot if I'm in there.
This will be the second game back from injury for rookie quarterback E.J. Manuel as he makes his seventh career NFL start, and he's coming off one of his roughest outings of the season last week in Pittsburgh.
I think a lot of it for me, I just try to learn from it. I don't, you know, I'm not going to allow, you know, a rough game or anything like that to affect my confidence. I'm here for a reason, and if I wasn't here, I wouldn't be able, or if I wasn't able to do the things that I know I can do, I wouldn't be here. So I'm always going to be, you know, remain confident and just keep fighting and keep working.
The best thing the Bills could do to get E.J. Manuel on track is to get their running game back on track, and they're coming off the Pittsburgh game when they only produced 95 yards on the ground. They didn't do a whole lot more than that in the first meeting against the Jets a couple of months ago. C.J. Spiller is going to try to fix that by hitting the hole as soon as it opens.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to, as soon as you see it, you pretty much have to just hit it, you know, because, you know, these guys, like I say, they pride themselves on having a great rush defense, and, you know, they don't like giving up big plays and big runs, so... You know, but at the same time, you still want to be patient because, you know, sometimes they can get out of the gap and it could turn into a big one. So it's kind of like that edge that you have to try to battle, just pick your poison, when to hit it, when to be patient and stuff like that. So, you know, like I said, I just got to do a great job of just going back and studying that first game that we played against them and see what their tendencies were.
The Jets have been monster run stuffers this season. They only give up 73 yards on the ground per game. That's the best in the NFL, and it all starts up front.
It probably is our biggest challenge, you know, to date, you know, going against this group. I think they're extremely athletic. They're extremely strong at the point of attack. I think there's a reason why, you know, obviously they're I think they might be number one in rushing, you know what I'm saying, at 73 point something yards a game. You know, I think teams are averaging 3.1 or something like that. It's something, it's low now, you know, what's going on in the average per rush, you know, and we're averaging over 4 yards a rush. We're averaging 140 yards a game. They're giving up 73.
On defense, the Bills go up against a Jets team that lives by the big play, and they've got a big playmaker at the quarterback spot in rookie Geno Smith. He's got 8 touchdown passes, 13 interceptions, but the Bills say Geno Smith appears to be settling into the position.
Well, I think he's in a great system now. Not to say that he wasn't in a great system in college because he did have a lot of production. But I think that, you know, he's in a great system, and we knew he was a very good quarterback, and that hasn't really changed. I see him getting better and better each week and doing a good job, and you know, he's someone that we're going to have to, you know, face for a long period of time, and there will always be a challenge for us.
And it is a big challenge. The Bills are coming off one of their most discouraging losses of the season last week in Pittsburgh. The veterans in Buffalo's locker room are trying to keep spirits up in the midst of this 3-game losing streak.
As far as, you know, when things are not going your way, you always, and when you have your mindset of where you want to be at, yeah, you know, you have to try to fight, you know, being discouraged and, you know, try to look at the positive side of things. And so me, myself, personally, you know, I try to, you know, get everybody else motivated around me so we can keep on, you know, and try to just turn this thing around.
Well, Murph, the turnaround has got to start soon here. They've got 6 games left on the schedule. This is the second to last one already that's going to be played here in Orchard Park.
And the elements could be a factor in this game, too, with the forecast calling for a chance of rain and some gusty winds. I think, you know, you're looking at 2 rookie quarterbacks, and I think the team in this game that gets the most efficient, competent quarterbacking from their rookie is going to have the edge in this game, and it's really anybody's guess which team that's going to be.
Well, Murph will have the call on the radio side with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings to find it on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.